7 years before the electric moving sidewalk was featured at the 1900 Paris World's Fair, a similar innovation was unveiled in Chicago at the 1893 World's Fair. This early version was installed on the 2,500-foot-long pier and was designed to assist passengers arriving and departing by steamship. The moving sidewalk facilitated movement to and from the Casino Peristyle, a triumphal arch that served as a grand gateway to the White City, the heart of the fair. For just 5 cents, visitors could ride this groundbreaking attraction for as long as they wished, enjoying the cool Lake Michigan breeze. Elevated 5 feet above the pier, the system consisted of 3 interconnected boardwalk-like sections arranged in a one-way, continuously moving loop. The first section was stationary, allowing passengers to board via a short flight of stairs from any of a dozen entrance gates. Next was the first mobile section, moving at a modest 3 miles per hour and equipped with upright posts, topped with knobs for stability while boarding. The third and final section featured benches for seated passengers and moved slightly faster at 6 miles per hour. With nearly a mile of seating and the capacity to carry up to 6,000 passengers at a time, it had a relatively compact footprint. The total length was 4,300 feet, with straight sections measuring 1,668 feet on each side of the partition and loops measuring approximately 482 feet. In total, there were 351 cars linked together, each weighing 2,800 pounds. Period articles from the time remarked on its nearly silent operation, noting that it was barely perceptible from just 25 feet away. The electric moving sidewalk transported nearly 1 million people without injury, demonstrating the potential of such technology. Its efficiency was impressive, accommodating 500 people per minute and delivering up to 35,000 people per hour. It's fascinating to imagine what might have been if this vision of civil engineering had been further developed and expanded into the heart of modern cities. However, despite its success and the great enthusiasm of nearly everyone who visited, the future of the White City was already doomed. Chicago's South Park Commission had plans to demolish the fairgrounds, much to the public's dismay. But on the night of January 7, 1894, a fire conveniently swept through the White City, consuming nearly everything in a blazing inferno, including the majority of the moving sidewalk.